You take a Bible in your hands and turn with me to Revelation, the very last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, and we'll be reading this morning verses 1 through 6. Verses 1 through 6 of Revelation chapter 3. And this is God's holy, inerrant, infallible word. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, "He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die. For I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God. So remember what you have received and heard, and keep it, and repent. Therefore, if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you. But you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments, then they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life. And I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And so that is God's word. Here the city of Sardis is, at the end of the first century, was a dying city. That's our context. And here, there's a church there, and he writes the letter here to that church in Sardis, and we find that it is a dying congregation. And that's why Jesus says they are dead, or about to die. In fact, the congregation boasted of its being alive, being a good congregation, but Jesus knows the truth. They were in a spiritual stupor. It's Jesus' self-designation that gives hope. Remember, he has a self-designation at each of the beginnings of these chapters, or these sections, these letters. And here he says, "He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars," that's Jesus. "And he has the seven living, life-giving spirits." Not seven in number, we think, answering this based on Matthew Henry's commentary and what we looked at in chapter 1, verse 4, same phrase, the seven spirits. It's not seven in number, not seven in nature, but seven as in perfect, seven as in complete. The infinite, perfect Spirit of God. It's the same answer we came to in chapter 1 about the Spirit, seven spirits. And that's who he's referring to here. He's referring to the life-giving Spirit. The one, the Holy Spirit, who brings regeneration to his people, to the elect, and changes their heart from stone to flesh, makes them alive. And that's why some of your translations may have that word spirits capitalized, because it's talking about the Holy Spirit. And so thus, see, he says the seven spirits. He also talks about the seven stars, and we looked at that before, the seven messengers, the seven ministers, each minister of one of these churches. And here we have one of those ministers at Sardis. And so by the means of the ministers of the living word, the preachers, the pastors, their message, the life-giving Spirit is able to revive a dead church or about to be dead church and make it thriving. And so after Jesus' self-designation, which should give this church in Sardis hope, he calls them to wake up out of their sleeping state. They're not finished. Sanctification is not over. A life in service to God and to Christ is not over. Their lampstand is not out yet. But there are some who are impure within the church and sin, because he contrasts those people, the sinners, the ones with verse 4, those who have not soiled their garments. And so he implies that there are some in the church who have soiled their garments. They are continuing in sin, and it's blatant sin, and they're not repenting of their sin. They're not turning from it. And so, beloved, just as Jesus was calling the church in Sardis, so he calls you to wake up and remember what you've received and what you've heard. And not just to remember, but then he says, keep it. Keep the word that I told you. Keep the word that I've preached to you through preachers, and I taught to you in your private readings and your family as you study the scriptures, and you, when you come to worship, even in Sabbath school, wherever you hear the word and you've received it and you've heard it, he says, now keep it. Obey him and repent of your sins, because if you don't wake up and keep his word and repent of your sins and turn to the Lord, he will come like a thief. He'll come like what it says in Matthew 24, like a thief in the night. He will bring some into his eternal kingdom, and the others, the ones who don't repent, the ones who don't overcome, they will remain and be judged by fire. And so listen to Jesus. Repent and overcome. Be awakened to his call, to the call of Christ on your life. If you repent and you overcome, here he says, you will walk with Jesus. You'll walk with me. You will be deemed worthy in Christ and clothed with white garments, holy garments and royal garments. And your name will be remain eternally written in the book of life, and Christ will confess you before his Father. And before the Father, you will have a right status in Christ. And only by Christ can you have that. The intimate knowing of you, personally, beloved, the Father will have that with you, because he will confess your name before the Father. He will name you. And so as we think about these things, here's the call to repent and turn from our sin and turn and obey the Word, obey Jesus and love him. Let's pray. Father, we would ask that you would watch over this congregation, that we would not be like this congregation in Sardis, but that we would be ones who have not soiled our garments, but even where we have soiled our garments, that we would turn quickly and repent and turn to the Lord. Turn to Jesus and his righteousness for us and his blood which covers our sins. Now, Father, we pray that we would not be like this church in Sardis, that we would not be dead or even on the close to it, but that you would make us alive, that you would wake us up, and that we would love you and have a great zeal and joy for the living God. Father, we would ask that you would make all of us here believe and have salvation in Christ. Lord, we pray that you would make us be these people who will have our names written in the book of life, which will never be erased. And that we will be the people who have the white garments and wear them when we enter into the heavenly places, into glory. Lord, we pray that we would be pure and holy and spotless, that you would make us so because we can't do it ourselves, that you would use your Spirit and you would fill us with your Spirit, and you would change that even the sin that still remains, and make us love to follow you. And Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name.